Hello, welcome to Spiritual Warfare. My name is Teresa. Today, we're going to be reading from the book by Dr. David Jeremiah, Hope, Living Fearlessly in a Scary World. Okay, we're going to talk about the principle of divine presence today. Will you read Joshua 1, 5, and then verse 9, please?
I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Don't ever forget that. I don't care where you are. When you're a child of God, you can call the heavens down. When you are in a sticky situation, anywhere, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And you have all of that at your fingertips. Use it. I use it all the time. I really do.
Earlier in this chapter, we discussed the similarities in the call narratives of the Old Testament. The challenges from heaven, the fear from earth, the reaffirmation and assurance from God. There's one other key element, God's consistent promise to accompany us on the journey. He never says, you go and I'll wait here for you. He says, let's go.
Let's go. God said to Moses, I will certainly be with you. Now, therefore, go and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you will say. Exodus 3:12 and 4:12. Moses had never done anything like this at all. You chose me. I don't know what to say to these people. And look what God said.
Yeah.
I will be with your mouth.
Yes.
Your mouth. And he will. If you just submit to God, it is just exciting.
To Gideon, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. From Judges 6:16.
To Jeremiah, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. Jeremiah 1:8 and 19.
And to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. From Joshua 1:5.
I will not leave you nor forsake you. Someone needs to hear that. No matter what just happened in your life, he is with you. And he wants to help you. And he wants to get you through it. For 40 years, Joshua had witnessed God's faithful presence with his mentor Moses. Now, God promised Joshua that he too would be blessed by the presence of God in his life and leadership. I cannot even imagine. That would be so cool.
Nothing is more important or more confidence boosting in the call of God than the promise that God will be with us. God's promise of his active presence and power always accompanies every person he calls. This renders meaningless any excuse or objection to the call. Whether the person called feels inadequate or incapable becomes irrelevant because he carries with him God's power to accomplish what God calls him to do.
In the New Testament, God makes the same promise to us that he made to his Old Testament saints.
I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say,
the Lord is my helper.
I will not fear.
What can man do to me?
Hebrews 13:5-6.
Okay, we're going to close with,
if today were your last day, where would you spend eternity? It's your choice.